What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gee, what band is this? We're giving out shovels at 8:30, but right now.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Oh, no, good. Sorry.
Are the Bills the best team in the NFL?
I think right now you have to say so because they beat the Ravens and they dropped 41 points, right? But I think we could look at it and you could probably poke some holes and say, they gave up 40. Yeah. There are a lot of teams that won this weekend that didn't score 41, but they also didn't give up 40. Mm-hmm. So from the outset of what our expectations were coming into the season and watching them win, then yes, I would say they are the best team in football. But I still have some real questions about that defense.
I still say until somebody knocks them off, the Eagles are. Divisional game, first game of the season, your best defender gets thrown out before the ball snaps. You give up 20 points still on defense. I'm still rolling with the Eagles. I feel like if the Eagles and the Bills play right now, I'd put my money on the Eagles. Right now.
Well, the Eagles are at the Chiefs this week. Who are you putting your money on?
Eagles.
Eagles.
Wrong bet. You can bet against the Chiefs at home coming off of like a mini bye, getting a little extra time to get ready with revenge on their mind from
Look,
the Super
man,
Bowl.
You asked me.
I know, but I'm just telling, like, I asked you and now I'm correcting you. That's just such an ignorant thing to say. Again, like it's, but this is the weird thing, and you know it at the beginning of the year. Like you have teams that are now doing their home opener. Home openers are different. Everybody's excited. They're coming in. They're fired up. The crowd couldn't wait for this game. If you watched the Seattle game, and I know they lost, they should have won that game. That stadium was so freaking loud. There were false starts and delay of games all game long. And, you know, when you look at Kansas City, that's also one of the loudest stadiums. Mm-hmm. So you got them with their home opener. We talked about Houston goes home for their home opener. People already have their minds made up of how these teams look after 1 week. And let's see them on the road. Let's see how they react when they have back-to-back road games or when they're on a primetime game and get a shorter week. But, yeah, like, again, I still think Buffalo looked the best to me in week one. More so than the Eagles. I thought the Eagles hung on. CeeDee Lamb catches that pass, and maybe we're telling a different story here.
They hang on, and Buffalo came down back from 15. Yeah. I mean, it's not hanging on, but it's you were down 15 at home. All that emotion that you talk about, they still found themselves down 15 at home, and we look at a lot of mistakes the Baltimore Ravens made.
Maybe the Bills made them make mistakes.
Now, you said you wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo lost to the Jets.
Yep. I wouldn't.
That's the best team in the NFL.
Yeah. But even the best teams in this league, I mean, how many times do we see the best team go undefeated? It's just not going to happen. You're going to lose games. It just matters when you lose them. That's why, like, when we do these top 10 lists and somebody's like, well, this team's got a better record than this team, and they beat them or whatever. They lost head-to-head, so I'm putting them.
No, I look at what they're doing now.
Yeah, but I think that's the way it should be, because that team beat this team, beat that team, so they're better. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
The knee bone's connected to the. Anyway.
Yeah, that's how I used to do my AP voting. You know, well, they lost it at the beginning of the year, yeah, but they're on a heater right now.
Yeah. Who's better right now?
Right now, yeah. Yeah. And at the beginning of the season, you pick your top based on your prediction. I think every other ranking should be based on where they are now.
And hey, Rob, not based on your that's going to be subjective too. When you like, anytime you're arguing those types of lists and how you feel, but saying who's the best team in football after 1 week, it's kind of you're not going to get a right answer. It's just going to be opinion based, because we could poke holes in everyone's team here that you throw out, even if they won.
410-583-1057 is the number. Hi to the Kelly girls who are listening right now on their way to school.
Kelly girls.
Kelly girls. That's their last name.
Green. Kelly Green.
No.
No, Kelly Green is a color. You said the Kelly girls.
Kelly girls. That's their last name.
Oh, okay.
They're listening to the show right now.
Hi, Kelly girls.
They shouted us out, so I'm shouting them
back. Did you hear them shout you out?
Via text.
Via text?
Via text.
They called into... they called in the 92.
What is wrong with you?
And shouted
out. What is wrong with you right now? Seriously. Hey, here's the lane. Here's the lane.
I'm delirious right now.
You are delirious.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike in Baltimore wants to comment on a Ravens leadership. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning to you, fellas.
Good morning to you, too.
Matt, I'm with you, Rob, as far as the culture, and I hope somebody in that locker room listening. We ain't got no leadership. And if you listen to all our players and interviews, I'm trying to lead by example. Matt, Ed, Ray, they held them accountable. They punched somebody in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like the real locker room. So I agree with you, Rob. It's the culture of the locker room. There's no real leadership that's going to hold the other player accountable, man. Because you hear them all say, well, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm older now. I'm a vet. You don't hear no dogs in there. You know what I'm saying, Rob.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate that. I don't know if I questioned, number one, that they have dogs in there. Because I think your quarterback is one. I think your fullback is one. I think the veteran wide receiver that you just acquired is one.
Your running back is one.
I'm not saying the other guys aren't. I'm just saying based on what I've seen, I think Hamilton is one.
Matabike?
I think Matabike's one. Wolf, I think a veteran cornerback. I can't think of his name.
Marlon Humphrey?
Humphrey's one. I think they had dogs on this team. You know what I mean? Leadership and dogs, if you want to argue that, you're splitting hairs. But I don't know if I want to say the Baltimore Ravens have no dogs on that football team.
That's
I
disagree
with that. Yeah, I don't agree with that part.
If you're going to look at it that way, I mean, they put 40 points up on perhaps the best team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. People call them soft, Ed, but I'm willing right now to say Ronnie Stanley's a dog.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I've said this for years.
The way he manhandles people, that's not...
that's the stupidest statement. When people say that, it really pisses me off. Ronnie Stanley and everyone who plays that position... They go against the baddest men in the NFL every single Sunday. These pass rushers, these edge guys, they're incredible. You're literally having a fist fight with them every Sunday, all day. Like, how could you call them soft? Seriously.
Nah, I mean, I don't like it.
Come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.